Delays hamper push for downstate New York casino licenses. Despite growing pressure from political figures such as State Senator Joseph Addabbo, efforts to fast-track the approval of new casino licenses in downstate New York have encountered significant problems. In 2022, the New York State Legislature approved the granting of up to 3 new casino licenses with the aim of boosting the regional economy through job creation and tax revenue. However, progress has been slow, and the New York Gaming Commission has indicated that decisions on who will receive the licenses are unlikely to be made before December 2025. Push to speed up casino licensing hits roadblocks. Senator Addabbo has made it clear he is frustrated with the delays and said that if the process continues to drag, there is the risk of loss of jobs and revenue. He supported a bill intended to speed up the bidding process, with a timeline that would have required submissions by August 31, 2024. And selections made by December 2025. However, this deadline has already passed, and Governor Kathy Hochul has not taken steps to move the bill forward. There are reports that Governor Hochul and her administration prefer the extended timeline set by the state's Gaming Facility Location Board. Under this plan, potential bidders have until June 2025 to submit their proposals. Some experts in the casino industry support this longer timeframe, arguing that the complexity of these billion-dollar projects requires more careful planning. Critics of the accelerated schedule argue that developers need more time to prepare proposals, particularly since some areas of New York City are still dealing with unresolved zoning issues. Related: gambling lobbyist's daughter appointed to NY Gaming Commission. Addabbo remains optimistic. Despite Governor Hochul's reluctance to expedite the process, Senator Addabbo, along with Assemblyman Gary Pretlow, remains hopeful that the governor might reconsider. They have highlighted the immediate financial benefits of starting the casino projects sooner, including a potential $1.5 billion influx from license fees. This money could help offset losses from recent decisions, such as the delay in implementing congestion pricing in Manhattan. There are also concerns about how these new downstate casinos could impact existing gambling venues in upstate New York. When the state first legalized casinos, it focused on upstate regions to stimulate their economies. Lawmakers such as Addabbo are now arguing that it's time for downstate areas, including New York City, to enjoy similar economic benefits. However, the prolonged wait could affect competition, particularly for racetrack casinos such as MGM's Empire City Casino and Genting's Resorts World, which are viewed as strong contenders for 2 of the 3 available licenses. These venues already operate video lottery terminals and could easily transition into full casinos, giving them a significant advantage over new competitors.